Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Abe.
Well, I've had just a hell of a day. We broke up just this minute. I have a formula that may be workable, though. After going through agony and torture and putting on all the possible acts. With respect to the top of the job.
Yep.
Finally, he came up with the name of a man who is a hydraulic engineer and highly respected by the middle class. I checked it with McBundy's man here, George McBundy's man, and he thinks he may be all right.
Who is he? What's his name? And who is McBundy's man? Cooper?
Laid on here for me.
Yeah.
And
what's the man's name?
Emilio is the first name. Emilio. Almonte. Almonte. Jimenez. Jimenez. He is a hydraulic engineer and non-political, according to what this guy says. But he is the Minister of Public Works, named by Camaño. But he says he's very highly respected and very able. He gave me the name of an alternate, a man who's a very successful large farmer, named Silvestre Antonio Guzman. I'll spell that. Silvestre.
Wait a minute now. S what?
I-L.
S-I-L.
V-E-S-T-R-E.
All right.
Second name is Antonio. A-N-T-O-N-O. A-N-T-O-N-I-O.
Yeah.
Guzman. G-U-Z-M-A-N.
All right.
It was the former Minister of Agriculture under Bush. Now, he's willing to take one of the fellas from the present junta.
That's Potoski or whatever it is?
Portico.
Yeah.
In the cabinet, probably as Minister of Education. He is willing that Camaño should not go in the cabinet. Should not go in the cabinet.
Yeah.
And he's willing, and he suggests as the Minister of Interior and Police, a man who he says is very highly regarded in the U.S. and was cleared on a Kennedy trip to go around with Ralph Dungan. This man's name is Colonel Rafael, R-A-F-A-E-L, Fernandez, F-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. Now, this represents a perfectly terrible process that I'll tell you about when I see you.
That's right.
Now, the next thing is on the communists. That was another, his attitude,